gang and Jappy Jars. Welcome back or welcome to the Jappy Jaws podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, the jappiest of some, if not of them all, Lindsay Moraskin with yet, you guessed it, another episode of the Jappy Jaws podcast. Hope everybody is doing well. Before we get started with today's episode, make sure that you are following us, aka myself, on Instagram at JAPPYJAWS, as well as my personal account at Lindsay Anya, LindsayAnyaA. Also, some fun and exciting news, I have officially made a TikTok account specifically for the Jappy Jaws podcast. It'll be linked in the episode description below. You'll be able to find so much more fun content relating to the podcast, clips from interviews on there in the next coming weeks. I've been working really hard on that, but also my Twitter and my regular personal TikTok are the same as my Instagram handle. But like I said before, everything will be linked in the episode description below. And last but certainly not least, make sure that you are subscribing, reviewing, rating, liking, commenting, following, turning that notification bell on whatever streaming platform you're listening to me from, so you are notified every single time I upload a brand new episode of Jaws. We are going to kick off today's episode right away with the drinking game because I feel as if I don't implement it now, it won't make sense later on. For those of you that need a quick little refresher or don't know what I'm talking about, I'm about to tell you. Every episode, I like to implement and encourage a slight little drinking game. So whenever you hear a specific word, topic, phrase, I am encouraging you in the slightest to go drink. So if you're over the age of 21, I'll recommend tequila till the day I die. Under 21, I hate to break it to you, but a Capri Sun will do. If you're not in the mood for some alcohol, water, Red Bull, coffee, whatever you are in the mood for will do. For today's episode, instead of a word or a phrase, we are going to do a topic or a theme, if you will. And the theme is learning, teaching, and education. And you will realize later on why I chose that to be the word. So whenever you hear mention of that specific theme, go ahead and take a nice little sip of whatever you have. I'm super excited for today's episode, not only because I get to feature one of my good friends and have a special yay or nay, but I am so excited because I feel as if it is my duty as the Jappy Jar to consistently inform and educate you guys on so many different things. And if you remember, almost a year ago, I did a whole episode on fasting and chatting about what happens when I fast. However, this is something I've always constantly been asked by pretty much everyone. I didn't really grow up in a Jewish area. Not many of my friends growing up were Jewish, so I felt as if I took on the responsibility and the duty to inform so many people of my holidays, my religion, my way of believing, because a lot of people, and this is something I really wish they taught more in school, no one really understands it thoroughly, and I don't think anyone ever really will, but I think it is important to bring everybody up to speed on what each holiday does represent, because Rosh Hashanah, which was last week, and Yom Kippur are the highest holy days of the Jewish calendar year. It is the new year in Jewish calendar terms, so it's not like how we think December 31st, New Year's Eve, Times Square, ball dropping. This is specifically for the Jewish calendar. In Jewish terms, Yom Kippur means the Day of Atonement. So on this day, we fast in order to focus on repenting our sins from this last year. To kind of simplify that down for you, we take this day to reflect on any negativity, wrongdoings of anything that's happened in the last year, whether it's been with school, whether it's been in a relationship within yourself, how you've treated others. You take this time today when you're fasting to really think about how you want to improve yourself and the world, your family, your friends, your relationships from this point forward. What can you bring into the new year? Basically, it's starting over. It's a new page, a new book for everybody to kind of get that much needed breath of fresh air that we all need in more ways than one, rather than just specifically on a holiday. I hate that this always happens me, but I always forget how meaningful and how moving this holiday is, because it's not what to believe, but how you get to believe it in my eyes. And I'm not trying to get religious and I'm not trying to like put that on anyone. I do believe that the idea and the concept of this holiday is so important, not only if you're Jewish, but if you're not Jewish. I think when you take the time out of your day or anything like that, especially at this point where we're kind of transitioning from summertime to fall, where you kind of have to get your ducks realigned, everybody goes crazy in the summer. It's a really great way to recap what you loved that you did in that last year that you want to bring into the new year and what you don't want to and how you want to grow and evolve from that part of your life. It is the highest of holy days. I loved being able to fast and really think about and reflect on the type of person I was this last year and what type of person I want to be in the upcoming year. To my fellow tribe members, yet again, Happy New Year, Happy Yom Kippur. I hope you all had an easy fast. If anybody ever has any questions regarding the Jewish religion, because yes, Jappy Jaws has to do with being Jewish, Jewish, but it's obviously a lot more than that. It's just a term. I really do enjoy educating people on these type of things that they probably did not know. And I really do love learning about other religions as well. I think it's really inspiring. And I hope you guys take what I'm saying with this. Go out, do your research on all different types of religions, spirituality, culture, and what resonates with you. But I do think it is important that we all educate ourselves, have a better understanding of the world. Wow. I really should have been a philosophy major. I really fucked up, didn't I? Anywho, I'm super excited for today's episode, like I said. But I couldn't do today's episode without giving a Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Nation kind of recap. First and foremost, the only thing that I remember that I was just so excited about was that next Tuesday, Damar is coming to Paradise. That is the most important takeaway I took from last week's episode. I mean, like more than that. But we all know I love Damar on Tayshia and Claire season. I obviously got to chat with him a little while back in season one. He is the nicest human being. So I'm super excited to see how he does and what the rest of the season is going to bring. I'm not going to harp on everything too long, but I do think it is important to talk about and put to bed the whole Brendan and Piper situation. We all know that I loved Brendan, but the thing is, I think I know why I loved Brendan and I think why everyone else did. He is a smooth talker, sweet talking boy. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows how to push every button in the right direction. And I think he really did flip the switch with his persona. He was a completely different person on Tayshia and Claire season. And I think Piper also kind of laughing and sitting pretty makes it all the more terrible. Not to mention she made that comment about having a master's degree and she could get the followers on her own. Okay, so do that. But I just think the way that they handled the situation was completely out of control. And especially when the group of girls and grocery store Joe approached him and he was so dismissive and so rude and demoralizing to the women and calling them females and just the way that he was acting. But I do think that Brendan and Pipe were both blindsided and thought they'd be this like Bonnie and Clyde and get away with this and at the end of it be like Jared and Ashley or Jade and Tanner and be this perfect Bachelor in Paradise couple that everyone looks up to, when that's just not the case. He was just disgusting, dismissive, and I'm honestly now curious to know more details about his divorce based on the conversations that he had with these women and with everyone else. I could only imagine what that relationship was like. But another thing I want to mention, because Chicks in the Office mentioned this during their Cutting Stems episode, I don't feel like I'm missing much with Chris Harrison not being the host. And I know this is going to be controversial, and I know we put this whole Chris Harrison thing with Bachelor Nation to bed, but I feel like so many people were making it so much more of a bigger deal that Chris wasn't hosting The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise anymore. I think Wells definitely should be the one and only host, and he does a phenomenal job. He does a great job with holding himself together and the way he speaks. I think it just looks messy and kind of like weird airtime having all these random ass celebrities there. And yes, it's funny seeing Lil Jon interact with Noah, but at the end of the day, we're not watching for the host, we're watching for the relationships that are forming. So it just seemed a little random, but I'm not bothered that Chris isn't there. I think the season and the show is doing perfectly fine without him. So well done. Okay, sorry. One more thing, and then I'm gonna stop. This didn't sit right with me. Yes, I'm on Natasha's side. Yes, I understand that she deserved another shot at everything that she got, and I'm glad she got that extra rose. However, didn't the same thing kind of happen with Jasenia, Elena, and Chris? I can never say her name right, so if it's not Elena, I apologize. Yes, it wasn't to the extent of Piper and Brendan and being kind of manipulative in that way. It was kind of just like, oh, you got caught, rather than a scheme. If Natasha was getting that extra rose when she was also put in a crossfire like that and Jasenia didn't and she was sent home, that just didn't sit very well with me. But let me tell you, the beach is getting feisty. The beach is getting steamy. I honestly was a little upset to see Demi go, because she does bring so much entertainment, I swear. When this big storm next week is coming around, Bachelor in Paradise is going to have an even bigger storm. So I'm very much looking forward to what the rest of the season has to offer. Also, big news, I'm pretty sure like 99% that we have our bachelor for when Michelle's season ends, and it's someone from her season. His name is Clayton. He is very cute. I'm pretty sure he's from Missouri. I don't really know much more, but I'm sure we will figure a lot more of that out. However, enough of this bachelor talk. I want to talk about today's episode. So I'm really excited that my good friend Ariana Martinez got to join me today and chat about some fun topics that were trending. And I say were very strongly because literally news about certain topics that we're about to talk about broke days after we discussed it. But I do think it is important. And I do think it is interesting to hear our perspectives on these certain headlines before it really did break, because you'll see who predicted right and who predicted wrong. So I just wanted to preface the episode with saying, no, we're not stupid and we don't live under a rock, but this was recorded previously. This yay or nay special is a little different. So I obviously have not gone to grad school. I don't have any intention of going to grad school right now. I always thought it was very interesting how everybody's experience with it was so different. And Ariana just started. She's about to be an SLP. She'll explain more about it in a little bit. But I did think it was pretty important, especially for those of you that are considering going into a field where you may need a master's degree or you may need to go to graduate school. I thought it was very informative and very helpful for those that do need to take that into consideration. I won't talk about it anymore. I don't want to give any more details away. So without further ado, here's Yay or Nay with Ariana Martinez.
Really excited because this is the first Yay or Nay segment of the second season of Jappy Jaws, but we're kind of doing a little twist on it this week with having like a mini interview almost, because I was featured on this very special guest YouTube channel, my good friend Ariana Martinez. Hi, how are you?
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I've never had to do this before. I mean, I do like the YouTube videos and stuff like that, but I just feel like I'm so comfortable in that. I mean, they're kind of similar, but they're right. Not, you know, podcasts and YouTube.
Before we really get into it, do you want to introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are, where you're from, what you do, and how we met?
Sure. Okay. So my name is Ariana, for those of you who maybe didn't hear right before she said it. I am 23. I'm going to be 24 in November. So I am a Scorpio baby. I am from New Jersey, but I'm currently living in West Virginia because I am attending WVU. My classes are online, but I have a paid internship and I am placed in a school. So I am studying speech language pathology. So my job is currently in an elementary school with pre-K through fifth. So I get to work with little kids, and I am a speech language pathologist assistant. So I'm going to be working alongside of an SLP, and she's my supervisor. She's great. Definitely, I feel like there's a difference between Jersey and West Virginia, but I feel like when people hear, oh my gosh, you're in West Virginia, they always think like rural people who are very Southern.
Farm town.
And yes, and it's not like that. I actually have liveliness. I'm in like a city, which is nice, but everybody's great. Everybody's so nice. And I've just really been liking it. I don't have a roommate, so I'm by myself, but I feel like that's good. It's like you have time to reflect and all that stuff. So it's really nice.
And then when did you start your YouTube channel? And then how did we meet?
Last year, I started around, I don't remember if it was maybe the end of August or the beginning of September, but I definitely started around then. I've always kind of wanted to do YouTube, but I always was scared about what people were going to say. And I feel like as you get older, like you're kind of like, well, who cares what people say? If it's something that you want to do, then do it. And I feel like that was something that was holding me back for a while, but I just feel like it's so fun because, you know, you can do things that you bought and just kind of share that with people, or you can just bring people in like family and friends. Like, I feel like it's been fun to just kind of like show people my life and what I'm doing. So that's fun. Obviously, you know, I'm not like a big hit where it's like, oh my gosh, I have this many subscribers, but I just do it because I like it. I'm not doing it to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm not trying to do it, be like, oh, so people can follow. Like, I just like to do it for fun. So that's cool. And also some of my family members can just keep up with what I'm doing. They like that too. Me and Lindsay, or should I say Lindsay and I, that's a proper way to say things now. But Lindsay and I met through Jenna. Jenna was Lindsay's roommate, which is my best friend from home. We've been best friends since first grade. So I met Lindsay through Jenna because they were roommates at Temple junior year and senior year. So me and Lindsay like automatically clicked right off the bat. So that was really nice. Yeah.
Yes. And we both really started, I started Jappy Jaws, I think just a little after you started your YouTube channel. And I love that you said that you're not doing a YouTube channel because like you want to be like the next hit. You're doing it because you enjoy doing it. If it happens, great. Who gives a shit? But you're doing it because I also think that with the day and age that we live in with technology, it'll be so nice later on in life if you're showing kids and grandkids like, oh, look what I got to do when I was younger. And I think people are always judgy of people always being on their phones. But like for me, I like keeping the memory alive so I have something to look back on. And I think that's an amazing thing that you do with your YouTube.
Yeah, I agree. I just definitely think that probably when I'm older and And I'm sure that my kids will probably be cringing at some of the things I posted, me included. I feel like I definitely would cringe at right. some of the stuff. Like you said, just like things to look back on and like memories. Like, I feel like it's fun, especially when I do like vlogs, when I just the Outer Banks one, or like going to Vermont, like stuff like that. I was doing GoPro videos with my family, like for a family vacation before, and just had it for us and on a flash drive. So we yeah. have it, but now it's like different because then you're actually like, okay guys, this is what we're doing. You know, if it's like a vlog style, but I feel like it's really good memories. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, all right, let's switch on over from YouTube to grad school. So I haven't really spoken about grad school, and obviously everybody knows on the podcast that I absolutely love talking about college. I miss it every single day. This weekend, I was honestly kind of feeling a little depressed. I was like, man, I miss school. Like, I want to go back sometimes. Fortunately, for what I want to do in my life, I don't need a master's. I don't need to go to grad school. It is an option if I wanted to, but mm-hmm. it really wouldn't make a difference in what I do per se. So I have a lot of friends like Ari that do go to grad school and that are currently in or about to graduate or just graduated. So I think it's very interesting because everyone has kind of like the same outlook on grad school, that it is completely different than undergrad. So obviously yeah. you've only been in grad school for like 2-3 weeks now. So how has it been adjusting?
I had summer classes this summer, which I was a little bummed out about. So that was like 6 weeks. It started at the end of June and then it was until the first week of August. I don't know if maybe because it was like 6 weeks or whatever, but it was so packed.
Right.
It was insane. And I was just like, the first like week of school, it like hit me and I was like, this is not undergrad anymore. In your master's program is definitely not undergrad. I definitely was a little blindsided. I know when people say grad school is a lot of work, you're on your own basically. It's not like the professor's like, okay, just remember this is due this day. It's not like that anymore. I was doing, whether it was studying or if I was, it was homework, I was doing that like 5-6 hours a day.
Wow.
And I was exhausted. And especially since, so for my field, we're actually part of a medical school. I feel like that also included makes it have a little more work. I feel like for the classes that I'm taking now, I definitely think that since they just started last week, we're still kind of like actually 2 weeks ago, it's easing into everything because we have the whole semester to go, but it's definitely a challenge between that and working. I've always worked and went to school at the same time, but now this is different. Like my work schedule from Monday through Friday is 7:15 to 3:15. I have classes during the day and then Monday and Wednesday I have class 6 to 9. So it's long days.
Wow.
So I feel like also with that, you just really need to have like endurance, you know, type of
for
thing.
Sure. You've always been someone, just because like I know you as a friend from what Jenna's told me, you've always been someone like you're very structured, like you have to have everything set in stone, planned out. Do you think that's definitely going to be something that helps you, or what's advice that you could give someone that kind of needs that little extra nudge to get on track so that they have that type of schedule as well?
Well, I would definitely say, people might laugh at me for this, but a planner is key. And I know that people are probably like, oh my gosh, like how old are we? We're in elementary school. No, I'm telling you, like, not even like homework wise, just knowing what you have to do throughout the week, a few months from now, just so it's written down and it's something that you look at every day. It is so helpful. I feel like it's really helped me a lot because I've had planners like here and there where I'm like, yeah, okay, like I just wrote this down and then I will never go back to the planner. But I feel like now this is like, okay, this is like real life. Hunker down. You got to do it. Planner is key. I look at it every day and I feel like it's more fun because I actually got one that like you can kind of color code things and stickers and oh. stuff. I'm very like OCD. So that definitely helps. But I also just feel like you also have to remember to make sure you have time for yourself, because I feel like sometimes people get like so swallowed up in everything that's going right. on. And all the stress and the anxiety of everything. And you're like, oh my gosh, like I don't have time to do anything else. My professors always say it. And like, it's so true. Even if it's 2 minutes for you to just go lay down and close your eyes just for 2 minutes, it will make you feel so much better. One, being organized, a planner is key. Two, make sure you have time for yourself. You'll be able to get through it.
I love that. That's very helpful because I know even if you're not in grad school and like you have a job or you do a few other different things, having, I guess, more of like a plan and organization set in stone will really be beneficial for you. But I also want to ask you, because I know you getting to grad school, it was a big commitment because you went to school at home for 4 years and now you're in a completely different state, hours away from home. What has the transition been like and what made you decide to really make that jump and go to WVU?
Going back a little bit, I applied to graduate schools last year and I had no luck. I didn't get in anywhere. And so coming up on this year, I was like, okay, I'm studying for my GREs. I'm doing whatever I can and all this stuff. So I took my GREs again. And that is a grad school exam for people who don't know what that is. And I did the same as I did the first time. And I was like, actually the first two times, because I took it twice before that.
Wow.
And I've never been good with standardized testing. So I was like, okay, probably going to be in the same boat again. So I applied to graduate schools and all this stuff. Out of six schools, I got waitlisted at two. I got denied from two and I got accepted to two. So there was kind of like a difference between WVU and I also got accepted to Monmouth. Now, WVU was very, it was kind of like a no-brainer, but at the same time, because I never lived on my own and I never lived away from home, that was the two main things. So the one thing was I'm getting a paid internship with WVU. And because of that internship, because I'm giving 2 years of that, they are paying for my tuition. So they were giving me tuition reimbursement. So I was like, wow. Okay, so it's either the money aspect you look at, or I could have picked Monmouth. So it would have been like over 80 for the program and I could have commuted. But then I was like, I don't know. Cause everyone kept saying, well, what are you going to be happier with? And I was like, well, I don't know, because I never had to deal with it. So I feel like I definitely thought about it for a while. For me, religion is a big thing for me. So I definitely prayed about it. But I feel like a lot of people were on my team. They were supporting me. So they were like, right, whatever you decide, you're going to love, right? Whatever you do. But I said, but if I pick one and not the other, if I don't love it, it's what, 2 years of my life. And then that's over. It's yeah, it.
You know, 2 years flies by. You're doing it for your career. You're not doing it for like anything else.
Right. So I ended up going with WVU and I feel like it was the best decision ever. I feel like I definitely would have been unhappy commuting every single day down the shore because it would have been like an hour and a half for me to commute right, every day just there. Then I would have, jeez, to commute home. I just feel like the whole situation has been really good. I definitely, like I've said, I do think that Jersey and West Virginia are two totally different things. And I know that I've been living here coming up on 2 weeks now, but I don't think that it's still fully hit me yet, if you know what I'm, yeah, trying to say. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I'm here. I don't know. I just feel like the transition for me so far has been good. I don't know if it might get like, oh my gosh, I'm missing home. But as of now, I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And this is what was meant to be, clearly, because, you know, I didn't have this opportunity last year. So this was clearly in the plans for me. But I definitely really like it so far. I don't really have any complaints. I think the only complaint I have is like, there's just so many bugs. That's
so many bugs.
Yeah. But other than that, I feel like the transition's been really good. I feel really blessed.
As you should. And I think a big thing that you said, like, obviously, this isn't something I've really touched on quite yet on the podcast, but I'm glad you brought it up, is that a money factor, because obviously we all know college, grad school, medical school, any type of schooling that you do post high school is, mm-hmm, very expensive, no matter where you go, whether it's community college, whether it's a state school, out of state, private, you're going to be spending quite a bit of money, not only on tuition, but textbooks. So do you think, because you said you're getting reimbursed for all this stuff, do you think that with that aspect in mind, that you are not only saving a lot of money, but it's also putting things into perspective of like where you'll be post-graduation?
I have undergrad loans. They are not anything compared to a lot of other people because I did go to community college the first 2 years. And just because of like financial aid and like all that stuff, and because of my grades, they actually always gave me checks back. I never really had to pay much for those 2 years. So my loan is just basically based off of my other 2 years at Montclair. So it really is actually not a lot. But I would definitely say, going back a second, I didn't only choose WVU just because of the money aspect. Right. I also chose it because I'm getting hands-on experience for 2 years. You usually don't get something like that. You'll just have like an externship towards the end of your program. So I thought that was good. And I also just feel like just having another opportunity, like to do something and not be home, go out, figure it out for myself. So I also, mm-hmm, feel like that was also a big thing. It's definitely helping me. My internship, yes, is paid for, but I also have to pay for an apartment. I have to pay for all my utilities. I have to pay for my groceries, my gas, my car insurance. Boom, I can go crazy and tell you every single thing that I have to pay for. But I definitely do think it puts things into perspective, just money-wise and financially. You have to be willing to then after college have to put in the work to pay off those loans. And it sucks to look at all that money that you have at the end, but I feel like it's just so worth it.
Right.
In the end. And I just feel like some people are happy. Some people are like, oh, I wish I didn't get a degree in this. And this, I feel like not a lot of people are happy about it. If you love something and if you love what you're studying, I feel like it's just worth it. I definitely do think though that being wise about what you spend your money on, because I do struggle with that sometimes, you want to make sure that you have enough money to pay for those loans eventually, because it's definitely a lot of money.
Have you become a better budgeter because of all of this, do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to like my little like planning and stuff. I have like a chart.
No, that's good. Everybody has their own way of doing it.
Yeah, I have a chart of every month. So when the bill needs to be paid, what the bill is, was it electronic? Was it cash? Was it whatever? And then I kind of just like, okay, I started the month with this and I'm ending with this. So then where does it kind of go from there? When I was home, I was getting a lot of Amazon Prime stuff. I was getting a lot of, you know, clothes and all that. I haven't done that yet. So that's been good.
But yeah. Enough about money, enough about grad school. Let's get into the fun stuff. So when Ariana and I first met, we honestly really bonded over a lot of different things, but one of them being YouTube, pop culture, trends. Ariana's quite the fashionista. Like she was saying, she used to get clothes all the time on her YouTube channel. She has such great hauls if you're interested in stuff like that. We're both huge Bachelor fans. We're both huge Kardashian lovers. I figured that it was not only a good idea, but I thought it would be beneficial for everyone to have Ariana's take on some three very special yay or nay things.
I'm excited.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So for those of you that are new for yay or nay, basically we are going to break down three different topics, things going on in the news or trends in fashion that we don't know how we feel, but we're going to yay or nay them. Yay, meaning we approve of it. Nay, that we're not. And if we're in between, I think there's also like that like little gray area of yay, nay, where it's like, I do like it, but I also don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So first we're going to start with pop culture. Now we all know that the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder and Kylie Jenner certainly works harder. And it's recently been toying in the air that Kylie and Travis are expecting baby number two. The two of them have not confirmed it. There have been multiple different sources going to multiple different media outlets, E, People, Us Weekly, saying that she is pregnant. And a lot of people, and I think this is one of like the many blessings and curses of social media, they're going into every nitty gritty little detail. Like I've been seeing so many people on TikTok being like, her nails haven't changed.
Yes, I've seen it.
So do you think Kylie's pregnant?
I would say so. I just feel like, well, number one, so her birthday is August 10th. When she posted for her birthday on her story of all those glasses, right? Because they all had like martini glasses or something like that.
Yeah.
So they were going... Yeah, they were going crazy about her nails not matching the recent photos that she was posting. But then it's kind of weird because I feel like her birthdays are such a big thing. So no one posted anything from her birthday. You saw no proof of any of them being anywhere.
They were at a party, but no one showed pictures that they were at the party, just of the actual venue and like the furniture and the pool, like the aspects of it, not people.
It was a little strange. And then I came across the video of Caitlyn Jenner saying that there was a bun in the oven. One of her children are having a baby. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't hear that.
So she saw there was like people in a store or whatever, and she's having a conversation with this woman. And she says, yep. And I'm so excited because there's another bun in the oven. You know, I'm having another grandchild and this is going to be my 19th grandchild. If I got the right number. She tells them that she wants to get to 30. 30 is the magic number for her, which I think is a little crazy because obviously, especially
30 grandkids.
No. Yes. Especially since Courtney, Kim, and Chloe, they're getting a little older. So I don't know. I definitely do think so. And I feel like she's just been so silent on social media lately, which also makes it look even worse. Yeah.
See, it's interesting because like, obviously I think her and Travis are as public as they are, as private as they are, especially when they broke up originally. When they got back together, they never really like put a statement out that they were back together. They always had a great relationship with co-parenting during that time that they weren't dating. It was more recent that they were like, oh yeah, my boyfriend, my wifey, my hubby, like talking about stuff like that. And I knew that Kylie really wanted to have another kid with him because I mean, they made a beautiful baby, Stormy. Mm-hmm. And also like they just have such great chemistry, not only in the area of like romance, but in the area of being parents. Like, and I think that's really important, especially if you're together or not. Having a co-parenting, civil, respectful relationship is first and foremost when you have a child involved. But like, he wasn't making any comments. But also what people are really going back and forth, and this is where I really think Kylie is toying, is two things. She dropped her 24K golden collection for her birthday. So yes, that had to have been filmed like within the last few months, considering if she knew and was planning on having a baby, doing that type of photo shoot, you have to prep for before you really start showing. From the video we saw from when she finally announced that she had Stormy, obviously, she was very, very, I hate saying it, like she had quite the bun, you know?
Yes.
So if they were thinking of having a baby, I think this time around they had to really plan strategically. But then also the other reason is I think because she just dropped Kylie Swim and she's been posting all these different pictures and these like skimpy, like gorgeous bikinis and one pieces that are very revealing, that if you were pregnant, I don't know if it would look the same, you know, like definitely could be. I think she's really like playing with people's emotions because she's posting all these pictures of her in these like skimpy, barely bathing suits where everything is showing them. It's like, you can't be pregnant if you're wearing that right now. Like there's just no way.
Unless they plan this already. Okay. I get where it's kind of like I'm a celebrity and so many people know so much about my life and it stresses me out. And like, I want to keep things private. And I don't get it because I'm not in that, but I understand why people do it. I really do. But at the same time, when you're someone like Kylie Jenner, who is our age, which makes me,
it blows my mind.
Yeah. I still don't understand that. But I just feel like when you're someone like in the Kardashian family, especially, it's like everybody's in your business.
Yes.
There's no privacy. So I just feel like that is also definitely why if she's going to do it, she's going to do it a second time. But I did read something recently that they did say that she is not going to hide it the whole pregnancy, that she does want to come out and talk about it. But I think that it's going to take her a little bit. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like by the time like she's at her 6 month mark or whatever.
That's what Khloé did with True.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it would definitely be like that. But I think it's so funny because if she is pregnant, people were speculating that Courtney and Travis were having a baby. But then when my sister kept sending me that, I'm like, there's no way she's having a baby yet with him. They've been together for less than a year. But I could definitely see Kylie having a baby because she keeps saying, I wanted to wait till Stormy was a little older. Well, Stormy's 3 now and she wants to have a lot of kids. I definitely think she's pregnant.
I remember her doing an interview. I think it was on Ellen because they were talking about her pregnancy and what type of kid Stormy is. And she was like, you kept it so under wraps for so long. How do you think that affected your pregnancy? And she goes, like, obviously everybody kind of then had an idea because I wasn't as active. And like, I was kind of really on the low. You didn't see much of me. I only stayed in my house and it was kind of scary because like helicopters would be flying, but she feels like she was so much more relaxed and less stressed when she wasn't telling everybody that she was pregnant, because then you have paparazzi, then you have all these other people like coming at you and giving you mommy advice that you don't really want. I don't think now it would be the same if she were to go her entire term without telling anyone. Your first baby, that's your first baby. But now like people are almost expecting it rather than when they were the first time around. So I do agree that she'll come out at like the 6 month point or whatever, like right as she's about to give birth, that she's like, oh, yep, you're right, I'm pregnant. So are we going to yay the fact that she's pregnant or nay the fact that she's pregnant? And then are we yaying that she keeps it a secret or naying that she keeps it a secret?
Okay, definitely for sure. Yay, she's pregnant. It's just no ifs, ands, or buts. She's pregnant. The way that she's not even being like as active as she is on social media.
Right.
For sure. She's making it even more noticeable. I would say, I don't know, I'm in between yay or nay for her like kind of hiding it, because I feel like she's going to hide it still for now, but I feel like she's definitely eventually going to say something, whatever that is, if we think it's the 6 months or not.
I'm going to yay that she's pregnant. And honestly, I can't, for her own sake and for her to have another successful, healthy pregnancy, I kind of want her to keep it a secret till she gives birth. So I'm naying her coming out at like the 6 month mark, which even though I think she's going to do, but I think not that she's going to replicate exactly like another baby like Stormy, but I think in order to have such like a great relationship and that connection, not only with her kid, but like with her body while she's pregnant, I think that is the best thing for her. Cause I think it'll be kind of like culture shock for her to come out and be like, oh yeah, I'm pregnant at like a certain point. I'm thinking about like health wise. I don't think that'd be smart.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to keep up the momentum of Kardashians because truly like we can never keep up and we always just want to try and keep up. Obviously we know within the last year, Kim and Kanye have had a bunch of different issues. And then they recently, within like the last, I think 6 months, said that they were going to be divorcing. They've been pretty amicable. They're co-parenting well. But, and I'm pretty sure he was seeing that model that was dating or engaged to Bradley Cooper. I can never pronounce her name. He is just releasing his newest album, Donda. And it's been this whole big thing. But I'm pretty sure there's now speculation that they're back together, considering they did like reenactment of them getting married. What are your thoughts on Kim Ye in general, first of all?
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that Kanye doesn't make great music, because he does. I think that he is out of control. Personally, that's how I feel. And I know we've had conversations with this, like within our friends group, because clearly there's something wrong and he needs to be medicated for it. But certain medications like affect your creativity and your mind. And so since he's so creative, they're obviously not going to do that to him. Obviously he's been through a lot. He's been through trauma and stuff like that. So I do think that I can't sit here and be like, he is out of control, but he is, you know?
Right.
And I always feel like Kim was never my favorite out of the Kardashians.
Really? Who was?
That I really like Kourtney a lot. And I know that she doesn't really have that much of a personality. Them together, I just felt like that was a recipe for disaster since the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. I think that they have a beautiful family and I think that their kids are adorable. Once he started living in Wyoming, it was like game over. I knew that something was going to happen. He was clearly going off the deep end. She has to fly out there because he's having mental breakdowns, especially with her doing like wanting to be a lawyer. She just has so much time between that, being a mom, being a celebrity, to be dealing with her husband acting like a five-year-old, like throwing these fits and tweeting and doing all that. I just feel like, yes, I like them when they're good, but I just as a whole just feel like it was a little toxic.
Okay, that's fair. So what were your thoughts in the beginning when they first started dating, when they had North, when they were getting married? Did you think it was a recipe for disaster then, or were you kind of gung-ho about it?
So I personally was never Keeping Up with the Kardashians like a fan, watching the show from the beginning. Once it like was years and years later, like I only started watching back like maybe when I was in high school. I didn't really know a lot like what was going on. I did hear about like them dating or whatever like that, and then what I heard was that they were getting married because she was pregnant. That's what I heard.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing, but I know that a lot of people were saying that. But then they stayed together and then they had another kid and they stayed together and then another kid. So then I was like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe I'll be wrong. But I just feel like from the beginning, their personalities just aren't even the same. And I know they say opposites attract, but I was very confused. Like I remember watching the episode and they were together in that store or whatever, and they were talking. They're like, oh, let's go hang out and come to this party. But I just thought it was very strange.
Interesting. I've never heard someone talk like that about it. I really thought that they were the end all be all personally, because like Kanye was always like, Kim's it. Like, that's it. Kim's it. And I think that for a very, very long time, they both learned how to live and be with each other, which I think is very important in a relationship. And like, because obviously no relationship is ever going to be perfect. No one has a crystal ball to say what's going to happen. And I think especially after the Paris robbery, he was extremely, extremely good, very present, I should say.
Like, yes.
Not many people. I think there's some other celebrities that wouldn't stop an entire tour because something so traumatic happened. So for a while, part of me still, like, I want them to be together. I really do. Because, like, not only for the family aspect, but I think that they have so much in common and they both ground each other in different ways. And, like, if you watch interviews of them, they, like, have such a witty, funny banter. But then again, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We never walk in their shoes. I mean, as much as we wish we could. I also think that when you are in those type of situations with his mental health and him deciding to get off his medication. And I actually watched an interview with him and David Letterman. It was a special on Netflix that he did. It honestly made me respect Kanye more, because he is very well aware of what goes on in his head. And like, yes, does it look crazy? But he's an entertainer. We also have to remember that. So part of me, like, yes, it is mental health and like him having a bipolar disorder, but also I think is very strategic in the aspect of being an entertainer. I think that that's where they kind of lost like the disconnect, because at that point, I think on Kim's end, she's like, okay, are you actually like feeling this way, or is this you entertaining? And I think with her potentially dating someone or him potentially dating someone, that's where it's going to get messy, because they have such a strong connection, because they have children, they're always going to be connected and drawn back to each other. Like, I even think that sometimes with Scott and Kourtney, but now I wish they could
get back together so bad.
I used to think that they would, but I don't think they are at all. Personally, I think Kanye and Kim, not only for like the brand aspect and the business way of thinking, But I think that it's never going to be not Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, I agree. But I also just feel like, I mean, I'm not trying to hate at all. Like, if that's what it sounds like, this is just my opinion on it.
No, you're not hating. But it's opinion.
Personally, though, for me, I just feel like, so he never wanted to be on the show. So
yeah.
Number one, I thought that was annoying because that was their lives.
Yeah.
And so like, that's a part of her life, a big part of her life. You have kids with this person. That kind of bothered me. What also bothers me is like, sometimes when you see them sitting though in interviews, he just has no emotion.
Right.
And that drives me nuts. Cause it's like, well, do you actually really love her? Or are you just, I don't know. It's just very odd to me. Like I saw, I don't know if they were playing like this question game or something like that. He was just like, yeah. Like he was very, I don't know, just not in it, not interested. And I don't know. Like, I just feel like she's just so nice. Like, and I just feel like, you know, right. She has a lot of a personality and he has nothing. It's very odd to me.
I honestly would love to like sit down and be a fly on the wall during a conversation of theirs. Obviously we are just left to assume, but are we yay or naying them being together first and foremost?
I'm going to say nay.
Okay. And then are we yay or naying that they're back together?
I would say nay also. Really? She's very angry at him after this recent concert when he had people there that...
Oh, Marilyn Manson was there, right?
Yes. And DaBaby after that all happened with the concert thing. She's very angry with him.
Oh, I really... You're like schooling me. I thought I knew it.
Well, I saw this on the Snapchat story. So that's how I keep up with the stuff through Snapchat stories.
I yay them being together. I'm naying for now. Actually, I'm in the gray period. I'm in like yay naying that they're back together. I think that things will look very different in a year from now. But now we're going to take a break from the Kardashians. There is something that they've always just been very controversial, yet inspiring, yet like crazy with. And that is fashion. Fashion is a huge part of everyone's lives. Everyone has their own taste, their own style. Miss Ariana here, she definitely is a fashionista. She likes clothes. She likes to buy clothes, as do I. And I know we both have several opinions, some alike, some different, about certain fashion trends. But there's one in particular that I've been dying to get your opinion on, your yay or nay seal of approval. And that is like the Y2K trends coming back. Now, before we go into it, for those of you that don't really know what the Y2K fashion is, it's like kind of bringing back late 90s, early 2000s, lots of different pops of color, different patterns, like crocheted things, like stripes, swirlies. It's a very interesting dynamic. And I also feel like it kind of looks like a little bit of the 70s with the go-go boots and everything like that. I think that the Y2K fashion, and I think it is, its popularity is taken over quite a bit and people try to rock it. And I'm not sure if they're really rocking it the way that I think they should be, I guess. And that's just my opinion. But what are your thoughts on this recent fashion trend?
So I feel like Bella Hadid is a perfect example of this because I feel like she can pull it off. I've seen her wear certain things, you know, like the tank tops, they're very small and she has like the little stuff going on her hair and she's got, you know, like stuff like that with like the little skirts that have like details on it, whatever. But then I'm just going to tell a quick story. So, and I'm not judging sort of, but there, a few weeks ago, I went to a ice cream place, right? There was a long line. So, but I already got my stuff. So I was sitting down on the bench outside. A group of four girls come and now they're standing online. I like just so happened to look over. Let me tell you what the girl was wearing first and then I'll tell you what I was thinking. So she was wearing kind of like that vibes. She was wearing like a small like green type of skirt. She had this halter top on, same color green, claw clip. I love claw clips, so I'm not judging on that part, but it was green also. Okay, so everything was like green.
She had
the little tiny bag, little tiny purse. She had it on her shoulder. That was also green. And then she had these heels on and they were like chunky heels, but they weren't too tall, but they were like, it was a decent size heel. Yeah, kind of, but like it wasn't that high. And those were, I think, maybe white. So I'm like, so wrong of me to say only celebrities can pull off this type of style because that's not true. There is a bunch of influencers who aren't really celebrities or whatever, or just normal people that can pull it off. But you're going to somewhere to eat ice cream and you're with other people who are dressed normal. Like the other girls that she was with were dressed normal. So I was like, no, we're not wearing this. But I don't know what it is. I feel like this type of fashion is kind of different. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but the
very
small,
expressive.
Yes. The small purses drive me nuts.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I don't get it. Number one, when you're usually dressed like that, you're kind of taking photos. So your phone's not in there. But if you have to have a small wallet to fit in there, maybe car keys, maybe chapstick, but that's all that's fitting in there. There's nothing else.
Right.
And it just drives me crazy. Like I've used those type of purses when I was in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade.
where we didn't have phones or money to really worry about.
Yeah, I understand it's fashion, but why do you want to have a little tiny bag around your shoulder and then it makes your arms look like huge or something? Like, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
What do you think of like the swirly patterns and different types of crochet things like stripes?
I like that type of stuff. But then again, I feel like I like it if you could pull it off. I personally don't think I could pull off any of that stuff. That's why I don't even go into it because I know that I shouldn't be wearing stuff like that. So that's why I choose not to do it. Listen, all power to you. If you feel confident in something, you do it. But I feel like it's just not for everybody. But I do like patterns and all stuff like that. I feel like that's cute.
What do you think? Because I feel like this has also been kind of relative to the Y2K movement. What about low-rise jeans? Personally, for me, I am just not comfortable with wearing low-rise jeans anymore. I don't think it's flattering on my body per se, but there's definitely people that I know and influencers that do look great in it. But I also think for a comfort level, maybe this is just my personal opinion. I like being able to, like, if I'm going out to eat, I like to be able to pull it up over my little pouch when I'm like a little bloated after dinner. I just don't see a reason for low-rise jeans, but I do like the way that some people can rock it. Like people like Bella Hadid. I just personally am not a huge fan of it.
I feel like it's just not realistic, especially for people who have normal body type. Everybody doesn't have a model body, but I do think that people can pull them off. I personally, like you said, I feel comfortable in something that's a little bit more high-waisted, especially if I'm wearing like maybe like a crop top or something. I don't like to have so much of my stomach on display. So I feel like that also helps like with a shirt like that. I don't know. I just feel like I said, if you could pull it off, power to you, but personally not my style.
Yay or nay to Y2K.
Oh boy. I'll be in the middle because I like some stuff about it, but I don't like other stuff. So
I would say nay, because I really don't like it. I think it looks good on some people and people do pull it off well. I just personally think like you're going to be buying a bunch of these different types of clothes, shirts, pants, whatever it may be. But how long is this trend really going to last for? And especially depending on season too. If you live somewhere like where I am, where it's, you get all four seasons, you're not going to be wearing low-rise jeans in the winter.
That's true.
I don't know for how long it's going to last around, because I bet you by December, there's going to be something else and this is going to be a long forgotten thought. I don't think it's something that's long lasting. What do you think are some trends right now, though, that are here to stay for quite some time? Like, I personally think like the straight leg jean is going to outweigh the skinny jean now.
Well, I feel like a lot of people are wearing the wide, what is it? The like bell bottoms, or is that what they're called? Yeah. A lot of people are wearing those, and I would love to be able to wear those, but I am so short. So my legs...
You've been walking all over them.
Yeah, it's just not it. I also feel like, even though I said this before, claw clips, I think they're here to stay. Same with scrunchies. Those are definitely here to stay. But I would say for a shoe that I don't really like is like chunky sneakers.
Like the Fila ones? I'm glad they're not as popular anymore.
I don't like those. I feel like they're just not visually satisfying, pleasing, however you want to say that. I don't like it.
They remind me of like the dad Skechers on steroids.
And those things are so ugly too. Oh, I hate those.
I told my dad, I go, you ever wear them? Like, I'm burning them.
Thank God. I don't think my dad has, he used to have them obviously when that was like a thing, but he does not have Skechers anymore. So like, I don't have to worry about that.
They moved on up. You're half naying half of the trends, more so for the way that they don't look on you.
I would say so. But then I feel like for the people who also really can't pull them off like myself and they try to, I would definitely say that they should not do that.
Do you think that there are any celebrities or YouTubers in particular that you really idolize their style?
So there is this girl, she is 20. She goes to Kent State. That's in Ohio for people who don't know where that is. Her name is Mackenzie Morgan. And I randomly came across her a few months back this year when I was looking for Shein business casual, like, you know, work appropriate type of clothes. I just really like her style. She has blogs. She posts blogs all week and she always has links to everything that she's buying. And I really like her style a lot. And that's someone close to my age too. So it's like stuff that I can also wear, which is nice. And then obviously, like just in general, Carly Bible, love that girl.
Yes.
But her style is very nice too. And just her closet in general is just like a dream. So I like her style too, but definitely Mackenzie is, her thing on Instagram is Style by Mackenzie. So that's like her little at. I follow that page. I don't think she lets people follow her private page for Instagram, but it's like, she has really good fashion and she's like with Shein, Princess Polly, literally like she is
more obtainable clothing.
Yes. It's not like everything is so expensive. And then obviously if you use her coupon codes, which I don't, but she has like those, like, cause I'm trying to save. So that's also why I don't buy anything, but she also has like coupon codes, like like, even if it was like White Fox Boutique, like you could still get a percentage off. But right. I really like her style a lot.
Well, I'm glad that we got to really narrow down whether or not Y2K fashion is yay or nay. I'm saying nay. You're half and half. But I do think that with the way that fashion is going within the last few months, that we are on quite the interesting track. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the future.
Yes, me too.
Before I let you go, I want you to give everybody a post-grad doozy, a little food for thought. So it's kind of similar to what you do at the end of your videos with a quote, just stuff that you've learned while being post-undergrad and current grad school and just in life in general.
Okay. So I would definitely say that having the support of others is key. I feel like you want people to be on your team and just be there to support you, especially for people that you could just like kind of fall back on, get advice from. So whether that's like family and friends, or even people that you make friends with through school, like the people that we have in our little class, there's an on-campus program and then an online program. So I'm in the online, there's 13 of us. We talk every day. We help each other out. So stuff like that. So I feel like it's definitely important to just have like a support system and all that. I would definitely say that there is an end to everything that you start, even though it might be stressful. And even though you might, you know, feel like, oh, I don't have time for anything else. And I wish I could go out and I could do this, this, and that. You will. Once it's over, you got to do what you got to do to just get whatever you need to do done. And I feel like that's important. And also stepping out of your comfort zone is not always a bad thing. Cause I feel like if I didn't do this, I definitely do think I would have been unhappy. Like I said, with my other choice of school, as long as you feel like it's where you're meant to be, it will work out and everything will be fine.
I love that. That was so inspirational. And I'm very proud of you. And I will say this, Ariana lived at home in her small little square mile town for 23 years. And doing this was not easy. And I give you so much credit of literally moving away from everything and everyone that you know, and being not only successful within the first 2 weeks, but you are accepting that there are going to be those hardships. And I think having that mentality is going to make you so much happier and stronger in the long run. So if that's not inspiration for you all, then I don't know what is.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Tell everyone where they can follow you and it'll be linked in the episode description below.
So I have a Instagram. It's at Ariana Martinez 12. I'm pretty sure the numbers are at the end. It's not what I wanted. It's just that what the Instagram gave me, you know how it works. My name is Ariana Martinez on YouTube. Sometimes you might not be able to find it, but I always have the link to the newest YouTube video that I've posted in my little like description box in my Instagram. So that's also there. Try to post as much as possible. I was for a while, but with everything going on, I've been a little slow, but once I have more time, I'm going to pick things back up.
Love that. Well, thanks, Ari, for joining me for Yay or Nay.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
And there you have today's edition of Yay or Nay. And for today's episode, thank you so much, Miss Ariana Martinez, for coming on and not only sharing your grad school experience thus far with the Jappy Jars, but giving your two cents on Y2K fashion, the Kardashian-Jenner family. I'm looking forward to seeing more of her YouTube channel. Make sure that you go and subscribe to that. We have a fun video coming out in the near future. Don't have an exact date yet, but I will let you guys know when that happens. Make sure that you are following us, aka myself, on Instagram at JAPPYJAWS, as well as my personal account at Lindsay Anya, LindsayAnyaA. All my socials will be linked in the episode description below. And don't forget that you are liking, commenting, reviewing, rating, subscribing, and pushing that notification bell on so you are notified every single time I upload a brand new episode of Jaws on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Google, you name it, I'm on it. Everyone, I have such a fun and exciting episode and announcement next week that I cannot wait to share with you all. So if you can bear just another week, you will soon know and be in the know of what is going on. I love you all so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you all next Thursday.